Birth, Chapter 33. Bet walked into the last trailer in the little village made deep in the woods on Camp David. The door opened into a living room, setting with very nice furniture. There was a small stack of squares where people would leave their shoes. She obliged and took off her black combat-style boots. Her jeans were long enough to drag the floor when she wasn't wearing those boots, so she bent over to put a cuff in each leg to keep from stepping on them with her heels. She felt sore, and it was no wonder. She thought about the events of the last 36 hours. Her heart was sore from the stress of the battle inside Building E. She looked up from her cuffing and noticed there was a woman sitting in one of the light green, overstuffed chairs in the living room. The beautifully shaded lamp was on a small early American inn table between the chair and a matching couch. "Oh, hi. I'm Bet Dyson," she said, walking toward the woman in long strides with her right hand stretched out. Standing up and taking one step forward, the woman said in a soft and very clean voice, "I'm Shelley. Shelley LaSalle, KTLA News. Well, I was, as of yesterday before this call." "The news, huh? You a reporter?" asked Bet, shaking her hand firmly. "Well, not exactly. Not this time, I mean. My boss, my benefactor, Mr. Bayazed, sent me. I'm here to help get the story out." "The story?" asked Bet, worried about the details of the firefight coming out. Rhino had killed a man. Smith had been shot. The president had sent out a broadcast that she could only vaguely recall as she was in a state of extreme grief. Mr. Bayazed wanted to make sure the emergency access system broadcast reached everyone on the planet. My crew and I saw you guys almost get killed in Victorville, as it turns out, she said as she brought her hands together in front of her, folded, and then unfolded. Oh, you were in the news helicopter. We almost... Yes, our pilot, Elvis, knew exactly what to do, but we saw the missiles, interrupted Shelley. That was close, and I swear I thought the wings were going to come off, said Bet. Elvis said he never saw a jet do that before, said Shelley, twisting her right hand in the air over her head. Oh, yeah, well, we had this super hacker named Kyle who made up this special gas of some kind. Him and Dick Daring mounted these fuel bottles in the cargo bay. It was like rocket fuel or something. Because we escaped those missiles at over the speed of sound, flying all the way out into space. We were weightless, said Bet. Yeah, she said, now knowing that the purple Dodge and the fast black helicopter were also involved in this amazing adventure. You see, that is the story that I'm supposed to capture. Something is happening, and it's really big. There have been earthquakes, volcanoes, and then the president's broadcast to the world. Mr. Bayazed sent me here to get that story and tell it to the world. He knows something ancient is at play, but this is the 21st century, and people don't believe in that stuff anymore. He wants everyone to know what is at stake and what they can do about it. He said, I'm like a scribe. Well, you are very beautiful for a scribe, said Bet. Thank you, said Shelley with genuine humility. I mean it, she paused. Bet felt somehow out of place in this incredibly fine living space, with Shelley showing that a beautiful woman could also be successful. Listen, Jones told me that breakfast is at 7:30, and I'm totally wiped. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. Your professor, Dr. Wesson, is she here? Yes, she went to bed earlier. She said if you need anything at all, to call the number by your phone in your room. There's someone there 24 hours a day, and they're like a concierge on steroids. Your room is the first one on the right down the hall. Oh, my God, that is perfect. I just realized that there is something I need, like before morning. Thank you. I'll see you in the morning, Shelley, said Shelley, smiling. Yes, Shelley. I'm not so good with names. I'm getting better, though. Thanks, said Bet. walking down the hall to her room. Within a few seconds, she opened the door and walked into the room, flipping the light switch on the wall. "Oh, my God," she said quietly as she closed the door behind her. "Talk about the Ritz." She picked up the phone and put it to her ear. There was a dial tone. She dialed the number on the post-it note. "Good evening, Camp David Service. How can I help you?" asked the pleasant female voice. Young and professional, thought Bet. "Yes, this is Bet Dyson, and I'm staying at one of the trailers at Camp David. Oh, I'm sorry. I just realized I don't even know the room number or anything." "That's okay, Miss Dyson. I can tell by the call board exactly where you are. What can I do for you?" "Miss Dyson?" She hadn't heard that term in years. "Yes. Well, I need to know if you can find me a really nice dress."